I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where skirmishes threaten to bring down the country's struggling peace accord. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says,
I have heard of nothing that affects our work. It just continues to cause doubt, but this type of thing, of course, would hamper that. So it started over again, trying to figure out how we're going to get these people together.
Next, conflicts are growing in number as famine bites Niger. A double scourge of locust and drought leaves up to 8 million people in danger of starvation. SIM set up a food for work program this spring, reaching three villages in three districts of Zinder. Men willing to work are paid in food, helping entire families. The project was so successful, the team renewed it this month. SIM follows Christ's example by addressing the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of individuals. And Transworld Radio is partnering with Link Care Center to produce a series of upbeat radio spots on how believers can respond during the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in the U.S. Psychologist Dr. Brent Lindquist is the lead voice in the program. He says tragedy is a time when sharing the gospel is paramount.
When things are going bad, we look around possibly a little bit more for meaning and purpose in life. And this is a wonderful time to help people who might otherwise not have been interested in seeing what sorts of alternative choices, particularly looking toward the Lord, that they have in these times of need.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.